10th chapter of the book of John, our Lord said in the 7th verse, "And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Let me talk to you a little bit here this evening about this verse. And in the 10th chapter of the book of John, it says, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Now think about it. He said, the Lord Christ said, "I am the good shepherd." I read to you where it says in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And the opposite of a good shepherd is one that's a hireling. But he that is a hireling, he works for wages, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. Sheep doesn't belong to him. "Seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and runs away, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling. No interest in the sheep, and careth not for the sheep. The Lord said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." Well, these verses that I've read, and some here that I haven't read, but may be I will read, tell us, for one thing, the great reason for which the Good Shepherd came into this world. It tells us why he came. He did not come to be only a teacher of a new morality. That was not his reason for coming. That was not his purpose for coming. He did not come to be an example of holiness and self-denial. That was not the reason. He did not come as a founder of new rules and ceremonies. That was not the reason for the Good Shepherd in coming into this world. Now, he left heaven and walked upon this earth for approximately 33 years for a far higher end than any of these things that I have thus far mentioned. He came here to establish a righteousness for His people, whereby they might be saved. The Good Shepherd. He came to live for His people, the people that the Father gave Him. He came determined to save them from their sins. Our Lord Jesus came to give of Himself all that He was, God and man in one person, and fulfill the divine law of God, every precept of that law, every jot and every tittle of that law, and bear the curse of that broken law, and die a criminal's death, and be buried in the earth for 3 days, and rise again, and go back to His Father in glory. And in doing so, by the shedding of His blood, by His suffering, and by the paying of our debts, satisfying every charge against us, establishing a righteousness that would gain us favor with God forever and forever. That's why He came. And that's the reason why He's called the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd said He knew His sheep and was known of His sheep. So, this Good Shepherd came to procure eternal life for His people. And to procure this life for His people, He must meet the price. And the price, the demand of holy justice and law was His own vicarious death. Now, Moses came and he brought laws and rules and ordinances and ceremonies. Now, we must not think, though, here at the outset of this, we must not think that eternal life was entirely unknown until Jesus came. That would not be a fact of truth if we arrived at that conclusion. Because David and Moses and Abraham knew by type and shadow that there would be one who would come, a Messiah, and He would be a man, and He would die the sinner's death and pay the sinner's debt and save the sinner. They understood that and knew that. So the way of life by faith in a Savior was a way well known unto Abraham and to Moses and to David. A Redeemer and a sacrifice was the hope in those days of all God's children, from Abel down to John the Baptist. But their vision was not entirely clear and certainly was not perfect. They saw afar off. They saw these things in outline and not completely. The Savior, the Lord Jesus, was that which made all things clear. That is, when He come, He cleared, He gave light and more vision of what they had in the Old Bible or the Old Testament through the sacrifices and the types. So the coming of our Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was to make all things plain and cause the shadows to flee away and to reveal the Good Shepherd who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except by me. Now, life and immortality was brought into the full light by and through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and nowhere else, nowhere else, confined to the gospel. So, he says here, who is the gospel? He said, I'm the good shepherd. And he said, I know my sheep. Now, he knows all his believing people. So if you and I here this evening are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior of sinners, realizing and understanding that we are sinners and we will perish without a Savior, but we believe the testimony of God concerning His Son, that His name shall be called Jesus, and He shall save His people from their sins. So we have become believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows all of His believing people. He knows everyone here this evening that names the name of Christ. He knows if you are a believer or not. And if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then He is your good shepherd. He knows all of His believing people. He knows their names. He knows their family. He knows where they live. He knows their circumstances. He knows their background. He knows their down times and their up times. He knows their history. He knows their experience and experiences. He knows that. The Lord Jesus Christ is perfectly acquainted with everything about you and I. He knows our thoughts before they become thoughts. There's not a thing about the least or the lowest of His people that the Lord Jesus Christ does not become familiar with. Our ups and our downs, our downsittings and our uprisings, are going to the left, are going to the right, are going straight forward, and are going backwards. He knows all about us. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, particularly and completely, I know my sheep. Now, if you and I are believers, which most of us profess to be, that ought to be a comfort and joy to our poor hearts, to know that we have a good shepherd that knows all about us, knows our weakness, knows our strengths, knows every single solitary thing about us. There's not anything about us that He does not know plainly, and He has known it throughout eternity. And in spite of what we are, yet He is our good shepherd. Good shepherd. Ah, listen, the children of this world may not know God's people, and certainly they cannot know God's people as God knows His people, as Christ knows His people, as the Good Shepherd. And the children of the world, they may not know His people, and they, for the most part, think that these who are believers in Christ and followers of Christ, that it's just a whole lot of senseless foolishness and a waste of time. But the Good Shepherd, he doesn't think like that. He knows us thoroughly. He knows all about us. And he knows them, His people, His sheep, and He loves them, and He does not despise them, and He does not look strangely upon them. He knows them, and He loves them, and the Good Shepherd lays down His life for His sheep, and He cares for them when they are brought into the flock. When they are brought into the fold, He cares for them with tenderly care and nourishes them and keeps them. He provides all their needs while they wander in this wilderness world here. Their food and their drink and their clothing and protection just takes care of them. The Good Shepherd. You got the Good Shepherd tonight. The Lord Jesus. He's the Good Shepherd of the sheep. Takes care of the sheep. He leads them by the right way into the city not made with hands. Their objective, their goal is to be with Him in that glorious place that the Lord Jesus Christ calls heaven. God's heaven, where the angels sing praises unto the Lord Jesus. The angels worship Him, adore Him, and that's the city that's not made with hands, and He's leading us and guiding us every step of the way until we arrive at home. The Good Shepherd. He's not going to leave any of us behind. Not like that. He's not going to lose one of His sheep. All the sheep in His pasture. All the sheep that belong to His flock. He's not going to leave them behind. No, sir. He's not going to leave them behind because sometimes they become wayward, sometimes erring, sometimes sick, sometimes foot sore, sometimes lame. Oh, no. He's not going to leave them behind. He guards and protects them against their enemies. Just like old Jacob did in the Old Testament. He defended the flock of his father-in-law Laban and was ready to lay down his life. And our Lord Jesus Christ not only defends His flock, but He does lay down His life for His sheep. And He said, I know them. I know them. And they know me. Well, those that the Father has given Him, the sheep that the Father has given Him by the grace of God before the world ever was, before the foundation of the world, Paul says. Those that the Father has given Him will be found, every one of them. God's going to find every one of them, wherever they're at, out of all nations, tribes, tongues. He's got them there and He's going to find them. He's going to send Philip to find the eunuch. He's going to send that jailer. Or He's going to send Paul and Silas to that jailer. They're going to find him. They're going to find him and preach the gospel to him. And he's going to join the flock of God and follow the Lord's Christ. God's not going to leave any of His people behind. He's going to save every one of them. And every one of them is going to follow Him. Listen. It's important. Over here in the 15th chapter of the book of John, it says this: greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what our Lord did. But all of this is set before us in vain, and it will profit us nothing at the last day. That Jesus was a shepherd, and Jesus was a good shepherd. If during our lifetime we never heard His voice and never become one of His followers, just to know He's a good shepherd doesn't mean anything. Got to hear the voice of the shepherd. You got to be a follower of the shepherd. You got to join the flock of the shepherd. You got to become one of them. Well, if you love the Lord Jesus and you believe the Lord Jesus is your Savior and your Redeemer and your righteousness and that His blood was shed to forgive you of all of your sins of yesterday and sins of today and sins of tomorrow, if you believe that He has done this for you, then I advise you to get on board and to join the flock. Because at the last day, just to know that He's a shepherd will not be of any help to you. If you love eternal life and the Lord Jesus, oh, the good shepherd laid down His life for His sheep. He'll die before He'll lose one of His sheep. I was reading here this evening in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, I believe it was. Chapter 17. About a shepherd, the responsibilities of a shepherd, and what the shepherd will do. And he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. Well, there was a time of despair with the children of Israel, and the Philistines come upon them. And the Philistine had a champion. And he was a giant. And he defied Israel. And he was going to do them in. And they couldn't find anybody to do battle for them. And they talked about it. And here in this 17th chapter, in the 32nd verse, David, who was a shepherd boy and a good shepherd, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep." That is, David said, "I kept my father's sheep." He is a shepherd and a good shepherd. And he said, "There was a time that a lion and a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock. Not a mature sheep, but a little ewe lamb that hardly could fend for himself. The good shepherd knows his sheep and looks after his sheep and protects his sheep. And this lion and bear took a lamb out of the flock. And David said, I went out after him, the good shepherd, defending the flock. I went out after him, he said, and I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, he said, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant, David was telling Saul, slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. This is the good shepherd. It's our good shepherd. He's our protector. He's our defender. He's our keeper. He's our life. He's our all and in all. And that's a comfort to my heart, that I know that it's not my battle. It's his battle. And he's able to take care of all of us from the cradle to the grave and from the grave to glory. Are you joined his flock? You want to be sheep? Well, our Lord implies, I've come to do all this for my sheep. Just as David did for his father's flock, I come to do this. I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. When the good shepherd died, he died of his own voluntary will. He said, I lay down my life, Bob. No man takes my life from me. I lay it down freely, voluntarily. Oh, we must not think for a second that our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, has no power to prevent his sufferings, his crucifixion, the shedding of his blood on that tree. Oh no. We must not never come to the place that we have any inkling or idea that he was delivered up and crucified because he could not help himself. Oh, the good shepherd going to lay down his life. He's going to give up his life freely for the sheep. If it teaches anything in this 10th chapter, it teaches why the Lord Jesus Christ came this earth to save his sheep. And he could have defended himself had he wanted to. Why, he said, thinkest not that I could not pray to my Father, and he sent me 12 legions of angels. It wasn't that he lacked power to defend himself. There was this treachery of Judas Iscariot, who posed as one of his loyal subjects and disciples, and betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. All the treachery of Judas, the armed band of the priest, the high priest's servants that took after the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was the enmity of the Pharisees and the scribes. There was the injustice of Pontius Pilate. There was the hands of the Roman soldiers. There was the scourge and the nails and the hammer and the crown of thorns. All of these put together could not have harmed him unless he allowed them to do it. The good shepherd of the sheep. He said, I lay my life down for my sheep. My sheep. They're mine. They're mine by God's sovereign choice. God gave them to me before the world ever was, and I come to redeem them. And the price of redemption is the shedding of my blood and the establishing of righteousness to enable God to be just and justifier. I'll have them. I'll have every one of them. I'll not lose a one. Oh, he had power. He had power. He submitted himself to all these enemies and evil things. He knew that the shedding of his blood and his death was the only way that atonement could be made for the sins of his people. And this was the only way that they could have a righteousness, would be by the righteousness that he established and was imputed unto them. He's a saving Savior, a willing Savior, a loving Savior, and a just Savior. Oh, it's a joy and comfort to my soul here tonight that amidst all that has changed and will change, people worried to death because of some bacterial germ, afraid to open their mail, afraid to go around the corner, afraid of all this that's in the air. I thank God, in spite of all this that has changed and will change, that salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ has not and will not never change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The good shepherd loveth his sheep, knows his sheep, and is known of them. Protects and keeps and feeds and guides them all along the way, from the cradle to the grave, from the grave to the crown. Join his flock is what I say. Join that flock. Get in on that. I so thank God. Thank God that he sent us a Savior. Hadn't sent the Savior and he hadn't been willing to come. No hope, no help. No hope, no help. The wrath of God. The wrath of God. Oh, that would be a terrible thing. I couldn't even begin to describe. I don't know anything about it. There's no vengeance belongs to the Lord. And I know God hates sin. And the wrath of God's going to fall on us if we don't have a cover. Have one to step up and say, I stand for him. I stand for him. He's in me and I'm in him. I represent him. He's by my new surety. I provide all that the law demanded and all that the law requires. I shed my blood. I died. I rose again. I ever live for him. Let's stand. We'll go.